JB and Billy have done the Harold Holt.
And now we can't find them.
Where do I wake up?
Where do I wake up?
So we're giving you the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's the gold you don't get anywhere else.
This is the Rush Hour Reheated.
Fat, we've got the Rush Hour family's favourite segment today. It's a jam-packed idiot file.
Oh, poor Bill, fair dinkum, Jim. I'm bullied all the time. Oh. But you're not so smart yourself, and we'll find out what you did to a mate's ute. Right. Remember that down
here?
I do. And I'll tell you, not one, but two, Jim. Two very good jokes.
We also have a look at Geelong's 237-point game. Mm. And I want to see how many goals you kicked.
Plenty, Jim. Don't worry about that. But up next, comedian Will Anderson will join us.
Our next guest needs no introduction. But we're going to give him one anyway.
Thank you very much.
He's Triple M royalty and was a star of The Hot Breakfast.
Never has a man looked more like an undercover cop at a party than Luke Darcy.
You can see him on your TV. Download one of his million podcasts.
All things in comedy are measured on a scale from one to Will Anderson.
Please welcome Will Anderson.
Six-time winner, by the way, Fat, of the best comedian at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Will, nice to see you always.
Thank you very much for having me back. I really appreciate it. Last year would have been my 25th year in a row, William, at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. It took a global pandemic to have me have a year off, but we're back. You know what I will say is, like, having a bit of time off, it was the first time that I'd had, because I had nearly a year off stage. So my job, this is what you realise very much about the job of being a stand-up comedian is, you take away the audience, it's not actually a job.
No.
You are left with no discernible skills. The only thing that convinces people it's a job is that other people go, that's a job. Yeah. We'll come and watch it. That validates it. But otherwise, I'm just the guy yelling random shit at people in the street. And so I suddenly realized how unemployable I actually was.
You would argue, Will, that never in our lives, anyway, have we needed to laugh more than right now.
Mm. Yeah, you would argue that. Unfortunately, the one thing I would say about that, JB, is that comedy is a super spreader.
Right.
Because most of the venues that we still play as comedians, not particularly ventilated, does not work as well outdoors, even though people have been trying that. Some people, Bill, tried drive-in shows. So what happens is you go up on stage at a drive-in, everybody comes in their cars and they listen to the show. And if they light the joke, they either beep their horn or flash their lights. Oh. That's not fun.
If somebody's
beeping their horn or flashing their lights at you, you're like about to get run over. That is like a not a good feeling you want when you're doing stand-up comedy.
That's not right. Have they got masks on in the audience?
Some places still ask for masks, but in Adelaide and in Melbourne, it's going to be no masks at the moment.
Because that's no good either. Can't laugh properly with a mask on.
Well, you can't. I mean, I think that, you know, just responsibly, you know, I mean, maybe one in every 10 jokes won't be that funny.
Just so
that people aren't, you know, just a COVID safe.
Like it. Well, Adelaide, they've had bugger all COVID to worry about either. So you wander in there and they haven't heard about it.
Oh, that was that was where I was when it all went to pieces. Right. So it was Friday the 13th. I remember it. Yes, they cancelled the Grand Prix and they cancelled the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. But all the comedians are still in Adelaide. We've still got two more shows to do at the Adelaide Fringe. And if you've ever been to the Adelaide Fringe, it's magnificent. People like go into the gardens, they
everywhere,
party together. It's all intense. Like everything becomes a venue. And so those last 2 days, it was such a weird experience because we just had this major festival cancelled and realised the world was changing. Yeah. Whereas in Adelaide, they were just like, we've still got two more days of this. Let's just keep rolling through this. We'll see what happens after that.
Well, I, as you know, lived there for 15 years, so I can say this against myself, but it's always been half an hour behind.
Mm. Yeah.
And really? Let's be really honest.
No, what I like about Adelaide's attitude was a bit like, we've drunk a lot of Farmers Union iced coffee. I reckon that's the COVID cure. That was their hydrocortisone.
Oh, I love it. Now, let's move away from that, Fat, because
it's an improv show, Jim. You know what that means?
Yes.
So he just feeds off Will just feeds off the crowd.
I do.
We've talked to him about this before.
I know.
He's done improv shows his whole life.
That is bloody difficult. There you go, mate. What do you do? You're one of those, eh? Yeah, I'm Baker, mate. Oh, plenty of dough there.
Don't you start rolling into it. Start heading into that territory.
How many Bakers do you think you're running into in your show, by the way?
I'd go through a few to I got. Yeah. What do you do, mate?
I'm a blacksmith.
We'll move on. Righto. What do you do, mate?
I've been doing some of these in Brunswick Heads, on the northern rivers, Mullumbimby way. Fair to say, when you do crowd work up there, you're not getting, a couple of bakers, but not the sort you're talking about. I've got a lot of jobs. When you're in crowd work, the other night there was an astrologer, there was a dude who didn't vaccinate his kids. You have some real interesting topics to talk about.
Where do you go to there, just as a matter of interest? Where do you clock in, the brain clock in there, and what do you do?
Someone who doesn't vaccinate their kids? Oh, an astrologist. Yeah. It's pretty easy because they're meant to be predicting what happens. So that's your flip there with the astrologist. You're going to talk.
I wouldn't have gone that way. Yeah.
Where would you have headed,
Bill?
You, mate. Oh. What are you doing?
That's Bill.
Actually, you know what? That is some of my crowd work as well, to be honest, Bill.
Having done a lot of stage work with Fat over the years, Will, what I find with him, if a lot of his stuff is tanking, and that's a pretty regular occurrence, he'll go to the F-bomb just to bring some left. Do you find that works?
It's a laugh.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I would say. Sometimes people say to you that, swearing doesn't make it funnier, but it does. Everyone who's ever done comedy will tell you it absolutely does. It's in the same way as jockeys say, I don't really want to use the whip. I'd prefer to just get her across the line without it. But sometimes you got to get the whip out.
Great seeing you, mate. Good luck with everything coming up.
Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, you won't believe it. You won't believe
it. So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through. Magnificent part of Friday Night Football on the Seven Network is the Friday flashback. Oh, cool. And I have been given, Rabbits Bartholomew, a sneak peek as to what the flashback is for tomorrow night.
Right.
We're taking you back to 1992.
Mm.
Carrara.
Oh.
Cats v Bears, round seven.
You're not telling me.
Yes, Jim.
Record-breaking day.
Yep.
Geelong. 37-17, 239, defeated the Bears 11-9-75. Cats' highest ever score.
Yep.
And the highest score in VFL AFL history, a record that still stands today. You're going to see this prior to the game tomorrow night.
I'm going to watch this.
Now,
yes.
What interested me, Bartholomew, was the breakdown.
Yep.
So Johnny Hutton kicks eight,
yep.
Which is bloody good effort.
Eight out of 11.
For the Bears, eight straight out of 11.
Yeah.
So nicely done by him. But I have a look because I think to myself, you're kicking 37 goals.
Yes.
The big boys will be doing all the heavy lifting, won't they?
Yeah.
The big studs.
Yeah.
So I look at the leading goal scorers on that day for Geelong.
Yes.
And doesn't surprise me at all that G. Ablett, nine goals, four.
Mm.
So that's nicely rowing his side of the boat.
Bulbhead kicked a few.
Have a guess who kicked the next lot of goals.
Bulbhead?
The highest number of goals for the Cats on that day. The big, powerful forward that got on the end of it and their highest ever score.
Who?
Paul Brown.
Bulbhead.
Kick six.
He did kick six. Yes. Keep going.
So there's your first two.
Yeah. Right.
Next. I'm working my way down. Next. Darren Forsman.
Forsy. The Rodeo Clown.
Three.
He's the Rodeo Clown.
Well, sure, Bill's got to come in at three.
Right, funnily enough. Next.
Yep.
Right. Peter Riccardi.
Oh, yes.
Rico.
Good player. Three.
Good player.
Yeah. Next. Barrett Stoneham.
Barrett.
Three. So Fat.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five.
Jim.
Five people beat you on the goal scoring list in a game that you kicked 237 points.
See, Jim, this is where you go off half cocked. Because
what?
This is my record breaking year when I nearly won the Brownlow and played at centre half back.
No, you didn't. You kicked three.
Yeah. Last quarter.
Oh, from centre-half back.
Well, the last half-ish, I was moved to the forward line. And if you want to go back, the score was 37 goals, 16, Jim.
17, 37,
No, at
17.
The end of the game.
Right.
Which is an equal with Fitzroy as the equal score ever.
Yep.
So guess who has a shot after the game to kick the record-breaking point?
So you're bragging about kicking a point in a game where six Cats kicked more goals than you.
Well, Barry Breen carries on about his point.
Yeah, that won him a flag.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player, even basketball player.
Oh, no. I've been lent a Toyota Ute from a mate. And I said, mate, brilliant, thank you. A couple of days I need it for a specific reason, and it is a fantastic 70 series.
70?
So you know the old diesel all the not only tradies but farmers, the magnificent old Land Cruiser ute.
That's it.
It's got the two big sort of roll cages on the back of the tray.
Yes.
You know, those white things. Anyway, so I'm driving in here, work during the week.
Work.
Fat?
Yeah.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, no.
Just as I come down into the car park here underneath. Anyway, so I'm coming in minding my own business. Never occurred to me that I'd have any issues.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, the overpass where the air conditioning vents are in those things.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I'm doing 4Ks an hour. Ooh. I'm crawling through.
Unlike you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's for a start, it's not my car. And secondly, it's an old diesel. So I'm just crawling through. Bang!
Oh, fat. Hit the aircon.
It's got these spike things that come up off the top of the roll bars.
Oh, yeah.
These little metal spike things.
Yeah.
Bang! So what do I do? It frightened the living shit out of me.
Because it's a lot louder then, isn't it?
And I'm thinking, what have I hit? I can't hit anything. There's nothing in front of me. Not my car.
Yes.
So I tell you, what do you do when that happens
to you? Stop.
Well, you stop, and then what do?
Get out of your car.
No, you go forward.
No.
Bang! Hit the back ones as well.
No, don't.
I hit two sets these spikes.
They get through, or?
Well, then I got underneath, then I've looked up, and I've seen two more. So I'm like, well, I can't keep driving, because I'm just going to keep hitting them.
Yeah.
So I had to go sort of 45 degrees sideways. Thank Christ there wasn't a car there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I managed to sneak through on the 45.
Yeah.
Because on the other side, it's higher.
It is higher.
So then I got no problems.
I know where you are. Yeah. Exactly.
But the first side.
You got to get out.
So now what am I going to say to my mate?
But you got to get out also. How did you get out?
Well, no, I haven't got out yet.
Because you got to get out, Toby.
So, Fat, what am I going to say to my mate when I hand his ute back?
I'd just drop it off and say, good on you, mate, no worries. And walk away, Jim. He won't know. They're only little
these spike
welded
things fat are heading back. Instead of heading straight up, they're now heading back behind the truck.
Get a hammer. Just a bit of a whack, whack. He won't. So when you drop the ute off, he's not going to come out and look over it, is he?
Oh, my God.
No, you're right. You'll get away with it.
No, I have to be honest. You can't. You've got to be honest.
No, not with
have to
little,
tell him.
Not with little things like that, Jim. You can get away with that. I'll just park the ute, throw him the keys. Thanks, mate.
Oh, and, my God.
Catch up next week, eh?
Here we are. We're getting a snapshot into the mind of Fat. You've smashed his tray on his ute,
mate,
and now you just hand it back and everything's all right.
I honestly would get a hammer, whack him back a bit, and then just drop it off. He would not know, Jim. He would not have a clue. So,
anyway. A memo to self.
Yes.
Check the height of your truck before you head into our
Clarendon Street Bridge. You haven't been under there yet.
Not going under there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
And
yes.
Fat.
Yes, please.
We get lots of requests for everything on this show, but I think the thing, though, not really that jokes, but I think the thing people enjoy more than anything else is the idiot file. And Maddie does a magnificent job of putting him together, Maddie Haywood, the genius out of the booth. And he says to me regularly, we could do one of these every day.
No,
and they'd go for about 6 minutes.
I've never heard him say that.
No, because he doesn't say it to you. He says it to me. Oh. But what we say to him, Maddie, that would be funny but cruel. So we can't do one every day, but we can do one every week or so.
Yes.
And so back by popular demand, the idiot file.
Jim, you just heard it then. The Brownless Hour.
What,
6 weeks of Rush Hour Gold there has been. 6 weeks of jokes, of quotes, of other stuff.
Second most downloaded thing in the history of the show.
Of the Rush Hour.
We're in our 11th year.
11th? Hard to say that.
Not really.
Like, wrinkliest. Quick one, the supercars at Sandown 500. Shane Van Gisbergen. What about Bergen? What about him, Jim?
Yes.
I'll just quickly have a look at Richmond and Carlton, coming up. Two changes. Basho Hooley's out. And so is Pickett.
Marlon. He might be the injury sub, do you think?
Well, he's certainly there. They pick one of the four emergencies and he's there. Yep. So is Marbio Choi.
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
What, Marbio? He's there.
Marbior.
Marbior, he's there Chol. Also. So Chol.
Yes.
I'll tell you who is doubtful.
Marbio Cho.
Choi. I tell you who.
It's Chol.
Do you know what their nickname is? Like we have the Dolphins and the Sharks and the Stingers. Do you know what their nickname is for the surfing team, Jim?
No.
Neither do I.
Oh, I think you do.
No.
Go on, is it? Give it a crack.
Well, this is it. It's from a highly venomous jellyfish.
Yes.
Called a Arukangajis.
Go one more time.
Arukangajis.
Iriganji. Are you trying to say an Iriganji?
An Iriganji, even. Headline stories.
What's that one say?
Excess.
Excess.
Oh, yeah.
You can always go one too many.
Damo, you knew I'd stuff that up.
Yeah, I did.
Silly four-eyed.
Dale Thomas Cup tonight as well.
It is a Dale Thomas Cup.
what did you say?
A Dale Cop. Thomas Cup. Just on big games, tomorrow night also, or maybe Friday night. Which is tomorrow night. Yeah. See what's happening in the Suez Canal?
Oh, no.
Suez Canal.
Which one?
The little canal where the big boats go down, yeah, Tim. No, big ships,
I'm
container
aware of it.
Ships.
Even with you
there's a traffic
getting
jam.
It wrong four times. So I know.
A big container canal. Ship.
Yes.
The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's to toast. No, here's to bread. Oh, no. Number five, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, legend.
Do you know him?
Yes, the actor.
Brilliant. Star Trek, isn't he? Yeah.
Do you know him?
Star Trek.
Star Trek, Doctor Who, and things
Star
like that.
Trek.
Star Trek. And do you know he? Yep.
Do you know him?
Peter Hitchener might be the nicest person in show business, Fat.
Spot on. We've met him. Spot on, Jim. We've met him, and he's a lovely, lovely fella. Hitch.
Spot on. What did
spot
you
on.
Say?
Something like
what
that.
What the hell was that?
Spot on. The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. End the day with a laugh. We've picked out a classic Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Reheated. The best of JB and Billy.
Ah, oh, Jimmy boy, I just heard this exchange over the road.
Yes.
Mum, I'm dating a man. She said, oh, whom, sweetheart? Mike the mailman. Mike the mailman. But he could be your father. But, Mum, you said age is just a number. No, sweetheart, you're not listening to me. I think he could be your father.
What is that? That's just a rambling story that's got no humor attached to it.
I've got another one for you, Lucky Jim.
Oh,
someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Oh, no.
The plot thickens.
Plot thickens.
We'll cut that out.
No, we will not cut that out. That's the only funny thing you've said all day.
The plot thickens.
Thickens. Thickens. What's wrong with fat?
What's wrong with fat in
here? Supercuts.
This has been the Rush Hour Reheated. JB and Billy are back July 12. Download the Listener app and tune in wherever you are and whenever you want.